Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Glad to have you on this journey with us today, and I hope that my voice is sounding better. We've had a little cold go through our house. In fact, our two younger children have been sick for almost 2 weeks. And as you know, when kids bring something home, oftentimes it goes around. So I'm back. I'm feeling better. And thank you for bearing with me as my voice was so scratchy these past few weeks. But I'm really looking forward to this program today because I'm going to talk about a financial snapshot of ourselves. I'm going to share with you some of the facts and statistics that I think are very troubling, that concern where we are as individuals. I'm not going to look at where we are as a nation, but where are we as the citizens of this country? Where are we headed with our finances? And what kind of corrective action do we need to take now? And I'll tell you in advance, I believe we have a sense of urgency to take corrective action immediately. So as I go through this program today, my hope and my prayer is that you see yourself in this picture, because we're going to use a lot of fact, and I'm going to offer some suggestions from God's Word of what we need to be doing. By the way, I found out something that I never knew before, and I thought I'd pass it on to you that I think may help you. If you're like most people, you have a couple of older cell phones sitting around somewhere, tucked in an old closet or drawer, and I didn't know that you could actually go online and sell them. There's a website called sellforcash.com, and it's spelled CELL4cash.com, sell for cash. It's very simple to use. You just look up the make and model of your cell phone, go online and see if they're buying that model back. They'll buy it back for a few dollars, up to $100 for the latest models. And if you like the price they're offering, request a postage paid box. They'll send you the box and you send them the phone. It has to be able to turn on. It has to be able to make a call. And if you send it along with the charger, they'll send you a check. Now, according to a nonprofit research firm, there are 130 million cell phones that are retired each year, and most people don't know what to do with them. You can donate them to some charities, or you can sell them for cash, and this company, Sell for Cash, actually remarkets the phones to other people around the world. So a great way to be a good steward of that old technology and something that you're not going to use anymore. Hope that's helpful to you. Well, today we're going to talk about a financial snapshot of ourselves. I'm going to go through some data and some statistics to show you where we are as a people in this country and some of the corrective action that I think we need to take. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as I have said so many times, I really appreciate you joining us on this journey. Some of you have been writing me the most encouraging emails I've ever received, and I really do appreciate it. I love to get your comments and find ways that we can be more relevant, ways that we can help you. If you want to write me, don't forget, my email address is Chuck Bentley, C-H-U-C-K-B-E-N-T-L-E-Y at crown.org. And yes, I do try to answer my own emails, and I'll try to answer yours. And if I can't, somebody else here will. But you've been writing me and encouraging me, saying that the advice you're receiving is making a difference in your life. And I can't tell you how much that means to me right now. I want to know that this effort is resulting in a benefit to your life. We don't do this broadcast because we want to do it. We do it because we want to serve you and help you. And so today we're going to take a look at a financial snapshot of ourselves. And this data is going to be posted online at crown.org, where you can go online and look at the related content to today's program, and you can see these charts and graphs yourself. But the first one is household debt. In the United States, our household debt has increased to $13.8 trillion at the close of 2008. Now, let me give you a little perspective. In 1988, this same number, according to the Federal Reserve, was $3 trillion. Today, it's $13.8 trillion. Now, those numbers are so big that they don't really resonate. But what it means is that they're going up and to the right rapidly. In the last 20 years, we've added an additional $10.8 trillion in household debt. If you were divided among the total population, it would be $45,000 that's owed by every man, woman, and child that currently lives in the United States. That's $45,000 apiece. Now, that includes your consumer debt with your mortgage debt. But it's a staggering number, and the sad news is that it's growing. Now, the number is so big that it's difficult for us to get our arms around it. And in our day and age, we've started to use the number trillion instead of a billion. It used to be millions and then billions, and now we're into trillions. And I want to give you just a little bit of perspective. LeBron James is one of the highest paid players in the National Basketball Association, a professional basketball player, and I believe his salary is somewhere around $40 million per year. That's more than I make, I can assure you. In fact, it's a little over $3 million per month. Now, that's just a huge amount of money. Now, how long would it take LeBron James to earn a salary totaling $1 trillion? Just take a wild guess. Just lock in a number. I know you're listening. I know some of you are mathematicians. How many years do you think it would take LeBron James to earn $1 trillion at $40 million per year? Well, here's the number. 25,000 years. He would have to play basketball for 25,000 years at $40 million a year to get to $1 trillion. Now, we owe $13.8 trillion in household debt. Now, not all of it is unsecured, but the problem is that it keeps growing. And if you're listening to this program, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about what is your part of that $45,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Now, let me break it down a little bit further. On the personal consumer debt side, we owe, out of that amount, $2.6 trillion, and that portion is $8,467 for every man, woman, and child. Now, that number typically includes debt that we have no assets for to back it up. In other words, it's usually credit card debt, it's debt to a retail establishment, sometimes it's debt to purchase a car, but it's not backed by something that will cover the cost of that debt. So we're an indebted nation. We've become intoxicated with debt. And what's so troubling is that these statistics are not changing in the right direction. This Great Recession has not been the wake-up call that we had hoped for. There's very little change in the growth of debt. That's becoming harder and harder to obtain debt, and that's true. So the numbers are going to probably plane out and level out or plane downward just because we can't get more debt. But we haven't had a change in heart towards how we view debt. We've become a nation that we believe if we want it, we should have it. And if we don't have the money, we should get it now. And because we believe that, we tend to open the next credit card offer and sign up without reading the fine print on the back of the little offer. And we find ourselves mortgaging our futures. Now, if I ask you to go out and have pizza, and you charge that pizza on your credit card, and if you were paying an 18% interest rate and carrying a $5,000 balance, you effectively will pay for it over the next 21 years. Now, would you take out a mortgage loan to go have pizza? Well, of course you wouldn't. But we're not thinking. And we've got to reverse this course. We've got to reduce our debt. Now, most people who write me list the kind of debt that they're suffering with. Lately, here's what I'm seeing. They have a mortgage debt. They have a second mortgage loan. And sometimes they have a HELOC or a home equity line of credit on top of that. And then they have consumer debt and automobile debt. And basically everything in their life is financed. And they ask me, what's the highest priority for getting out of debt? Well, the highest priority is to make up your mind that you want to be debt free and that you want the Lord's help, and then attack the toxic debt first. And some of the toxic debt is the debt that never ends. It's the revolving debt where you can always increase it month after month after month, and you pay only the minimums, you pay high interest rates, and you need to get rid of it now. And as soon as you get rid of that, you need to attack the debt that you have on your home. Get rid of your HELOC, get rid of your second equity loan, and then start paying off your mortgage completely. And as Christians, we should lead the way to remember what the Lord said, that the borrower is servant to the lender, and God doesn't want us to be a servant to anybody else. So if you see yourself in this picture, if this is a financial snapshot of you, and you're contributing your portion to the overall household debt that this nation is carrying, do your part to model the way out and make a stand today and say, by God's help, I'm going to reverse that trend in my household. And you will begin to see results. Now, we're going to talk about more of these trends when we come back. Today, we're taking a financial snapshot of ourselves. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today we're taking a financial snapshot of ourselves, and we're looking at some graphs and some trends and some statistics of where we are as individual citizens of this great country. I'm not going to talk about the federal debt today. I'm talking about the problems that you and I have, because a nation cannot be stronger than its citizens. And you and I, as contributors to the financial health and the economic well-being of this country, are going in the wrong direction. And I appeal to you today to see yourself in this picture and to make a stand and say, I'm going to do something different. Our household debt is rising. The graph is going rapidly up and to the right with no end in sight. Our consumer debt continues to go up and to the right. We're taking on more and more debt, and that has to stop. But if you look at our personal savings rate over the last 20 years, our personal savings rate in 1988 was 7.3% of our annual gross income. Now, this is according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, and all this data is available on our website. We peaked in 1992 at 7.7%. That's the percentage of our income that we saved. And then in the mid-2000s, around 2005, 2006, our personal savings rate in this nation was at zero. We were saving nothing. And that came on the heels of what's considered one of the greatest decades of economic expansion and growth in the history of the world. Through the 90s, we had a boom, and early into 2000, we had a boom. And it directly, inversely correlates to our personal indebtedness. The more debt we took on, the less likely we were to save any money. And what happened is, in our mind, the replacement for savings was debt. In other words, if we paid our credit card down a little bit and had a little financial margin or gap in how much our limit was on our credit cards and how much we owed, we considered that a savings. Well, it's not savings at all. And we were at 1.7% in 2008 as a nation. Think about that. For every dollar of income, we saved 1.7 pennies. 1.7 pennies. We weren't even saving a nickel out of every dollar. Now, in June of 2009, we started to see a positive trend. The personal savings rate has increased to 4.6%, and this is great news. That trend has to be reversed, but let me talk to you right now. Are you saving the national average of 4.6%? Can you do better than that? Should you do better than that? And I believe the answer is a resounding yes. As a Christian, you should live with self-control and learn to save at least 10% of your income. We should be able to save a dime from every dollar that we earn, and to be able to put it away and not spend it, so that we have financial margin, so that we have reduced fear and stress and anxiety, and we stop depending on credit and credit limits and buy now, pay later type mentality. Those two trends go together. So you have to correct them at the same time. That's why we created a money map that gives you a step-by-step plan to get out of debt and increase your personal savings. Now, that ties into the next trend. Personal bankruptcies in the United States over the last 20 years have been skyrocketing. In 1988, we had 549,612 personal bankruptcies. Now, this is according to the American Bankruptcy Institute. We peaked in September of 2005 at over 2 million bankruptcies. The bankruptcies were so out of control that more people were filing for bankruptcy in this country than were graduating from our universities. More people were filing for bankruptcy than were dying from heart attacks. And more people were filing for bankruptcy in this country than were suffering from death by cancer. It was one of the biggest problems in our nation. So there was legislation put in place to try to stem the tide and make it harder to file bankruptcy. Due to that, there was a 70% drop or plunge in the number of people filing bankruptcies. As of the end of 2008, the number was back up over a million filings, and it is 34% higher this year than at the same time last year. Personal bankruptcies are on the rise, because when you're living on the financial edge, when you're borrowing more than you make, and you have no personal savings, it's a perfect recipe for the enemy to keep you in financial bondage and to keep you trapped. Now, some people think this is normal, but it's not normal, and it shouldn't be normal. And we're also seeing a dramatic rise in foreclosures. In the last 3 years, we've gone from under a million foreclosures a year to, in 2008, we were seeing 3 million foreclosures a year, and they're 15% higher in 2009 than they were in 2008. Now, do you see yourself suffering any of those financial consequences? Now, I realize we have another statistic that we have to deal with, and that is unemployment just topped over 10.2%. And many people cannot endure the amount of time it's taken to get reemployed, which is on average now 6 months. But here's the core problem, is that we don't have our own financial house in order. Now, if you see yourself in this picture as a person who is nearing bankruptcy, a person who is contemplating bankruptcy, a person who is nearing foreclosure, a person who's considering walking away from their house, the reason is that all the other metrics that I just read are probably symptoms of where you personally are. You're upside down. You've borrowed too much money, you haven't saved enough money, and you haven't managed what you have in order to avoid financial bondage. And that's the reason I want you to see a snapshot of where we're headed. If you're in that picture, you can make a difference. This nation cannot be stronger than its individual citizens. And you and I as believers need to model the way and say that it can be different. It doesn't have to be that way. Well, we're going to talk about this more when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back in just a moment.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I hope this has been helpful for you and that you will go online at crown.org and look at our related content to today's broadcast and look at these graphs. Take a sobering look and see if you're not looking in the mirror. Now, this is not to make anybody feel guilty, but I hope it helps us to wake up and realize that there's a sense of urgency to break free from man's economy and live in God's economy. And I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of the Crown Money Map. We've laid out all the destinations, all the steps, all the tactics that you need to take to form a plan to get yourself out of financial bondage. You know, God did not put you here on earth to live in bondage to anything or anyone. And when you turn your heart over to Him and cry out to Him and say, Lord, I see myself in that picture and I want out. Will you help me? Cry out to the Lord and then do your part and by faith take the steps necessary to live in such a way that the world will not keep you in its control through financial bondage. Then you can do it, and we want to help you. And once you get the money map, it doesn't matter how far gone you may feel today. You can begin to take a small step, and each and every day, I believe you'll be encouraged by your progress. And as you listen to this program, I want to help you stay on track. You know, the scripture says in John 8:32 that you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So today, admit the truth that you're in financial bondage and you need help. And you don't need Chuck's help, and you don't need Crown's help. You need help from God Almighty. That's the truth. And when you ask Him to liberate you from the lies that you've believed that have led you to financial bondage, then I believe that the truth that will come into your mind as you renew your mind and you trust in God will liberate you spiritually and financially. And then when you're set free, you will be free indeed. I hope you'll write me. I hope you'll let us help you. I hope you'll take advantage of the free resources we have for you to go on this journey. Well, I've got one more invitation for you, and I hope you'll listen up. Some of you are champions of this message and of our ministry around this country. Every year we have a reunion. This year, our reunion is being held at the Ridgecrest Conference Center in Asheville, North Carolina, and I'd like to invite you to come and participate. It's going to be a great time of fellowship and training and celebrating what the Lord is doing around the country, and you'll leave refreshed and equipped to be a champion of this message for such a time as this. I do hope you'll join us. You can find out details online at crown.org/reunion, and there you can register, or you can call us at 1-800-722-1976. This is the last day to register. We're expecting over 400 people at this year's conference. It's going to be a wonderful time, and I do hope you'll pray about it and you'll consider joining us. Well, it's been great being with you today. I'm Chuck Bentley. You've been listening to Money Life.